don't ruin the theater of this show.
Oh, you actually still recording?
Heatwave and welcome to Across the Park, the hottest sports show since global warming right here on 2SER. Joel Katzam is my name and it wouldn't be a true sporting week if I wasn't joined by my two homies. First off, let me introduce the best a man can get. It's Mick Radojkovic.
We're pitchers,
hang on, that should be playing.
Oh, every week there's some sort of stuff up, but I love it.
It wouldn't be this show.
I think that was like a weird private recording of Mick that you had.
Well, that would have been good. That's a separate folder, right?
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Hello. Good to be here.
Oh, I haven't introduced you, so don't say anything.
No. Because I don't know who it is.
People just think it's you and me for now, Mick. But wait, everyone, listen to this. Also joining us today is a woman who's been posting pictures of eggs way before it was in vogue. It's Gabby Morris.
Yay!
What's your favourite egg?
Poached egg. Scrambled egg.
Poached
boiled egg.
Oh, you like poached?
I really like poached, but I never do it because it's too hard and I'm really bad at it.
Mm.
I actually just really love a boiled egg.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong.
Soft or hard?
Medium.
Oh.
So do you like a little bit of runny?
Yeah, no, I actually quite like runny, but I find it really hard to do well. So
like,
I just do
like
that.
Like poached. It's hard to get the runny.
But it's all about today at my work, my boss, he poached eggs in the microwave. And it was so successful, and they looked like full-on restaurant-quality poached, like perfectly poached eggs, a minute in the microwave. So you had like boiling water in like a glass sort of tray thing, two eggs, boom, poached eggs.
No way.
It blew my mind.
You are listening to Across the Park, the sports show right here on 2SER. That's amazing. I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah,
no, I didn't know.
Is it a special microwave?
Life hack.
Is it a special...
Nope. Poaching egg microwave. Yeah. Nah. No, but I thought that was so cool.
Can you please Instagram this amazing poached egg?
Yeah.
Excellent. I want to see it. It can
I think it's been
actually, I'll do like a... I'll Instagram story it for you.
Okay.
Because it's a really good life hack.
Mm-hmm. I want to know how to do it. Yeah. I bought my wife like a egg cooker for her birthday.
What does it do? Boiled?
It can do boiled, poached, scrambled, and it can do it. And then you put like a little lid on it and it's got like a timer and it's supposed to like calculate the... how long you should do it for, depending on how much water's in there. I don't know. I haven't worked it out yet.
Mm.
But it's supposed to be able to make perfect poached eggs. We will see.
Nice.
Wow.
But it makes some really funny looking shapes. Like, they're not like the shape they should be.
It's sort of
like...
not into that.
No. But my other life hack is using cling wrap and putting it in.
Yeah, that's so fiddly and I feel like it just never goes to plan.
I always get the time wrong.
And also, we shouldn't be using plastic, so I'm going to just say
Mick.
No to...
God. Doesn't work with foil.
Can I start by this show, although we've already started, by saying I thank you both for not doing the 10-year challenge this week.
Yes.
It's been great. I have.
I did it on my Instagram story.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I didn't see it.
I'd show you, but my phone's over there. It was a bad photo of me from 10 years ago. I'm sorry to let you down, Joel. What have you got against it?
Well, firstly, I've got a problem with the word challenge. It is awkward. Sorry,
did you hear me? I go, yes. Well done, everyone.
Why is it called a challenge? What's so challenging about posting photos? Everyone does it every day.
No, but some people don't like to show what they look like 10 years ago.
You would have posted pictures of yourself 10 years ago.
No, this is more for young people. You know, people are like 23 and then what they look like when they're 13.
For 10-year-olds.
But you realize 10 years ago, like that's when Facebook started, pretty much.
Okay.
Well, no, actually, it started more than that, but...
I think it's... Yeah, I thought it was a bit earlier.
Okay, shut up. Oh, it started like 13 years ago. Yeah. But, I don't know. People just didn't post photos as much 10 years ago.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, but still... I just get annoyed.
Jeez. Anti-meme Joel. God.
I know what you mean. There's like something a bit like I was like, oh, this is a bit cringe. Then I'm like thinking about the photos that I would post myself. I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to do it.
You haven't gone looking?
Okay. But somebody else posted a photo of me in their 10-year challenge. And I was like,
it's been done by proxy.
I was like, whoa. You can't incorporate me in your 10-year challenge without my consent.
I didn't know either of you 10 years ago, but I'm assuming you just looked exactly the same, Gab.
See, now you want to know.
No, but yeah, I did. Actually, I probably looked better. But 10 years prior, I was scary looking.
The 20-year challenge.
I did go to the challenge because I had like really buck teeth and like was really quite chubby and cute. And I also was just like a total tomboy. So it was just a bit of a confusing kind of blob.
Okay.
So cute. Like, it's still really cute and like not ashamed about it at all. But I definitely have changed quite physically, like in my face and like everything.
Yeah, the beard.
Yeah, the beard's gone.
Thanks for shaving. Was it Gillette? No.
Oh, God.
So hang on. Is yours still up? I want to see it now. Is yours still
up? No, it's a story. It's gone after 24 hours.
Oh, so you did post
it. I did it a few days ago.
You didn't
I'll show you after the show.
Great.
One of my friends did an illustration of one boob that was like perfectly perky and then 10 years later just one just like.
Well, there's been some clever versions.
Yeah, there's been some really clever ones.
Like Sydney one where it's like really busy 10 years ago and now there's like just cops.
Just everywhere on the street.
The Barrier Reef did one where it was like blooming coral and dead.
See, I like those ones. Funny ones are great. Yeah. I'm all for it.
I think funny one too was Mariah Carey did it and she goes, I didn't care what I did 10 years ago. So she's put two photos of her Alf up exactly the same time.
Classic Mariah Carey move.
I saw
move.
One of Corby. What's her name?
Chappelle. I think that won the internet, right?
Did it? Yeah.
Her behind bars and then her just on the beach.
Yes. Anyway, thank you very much,
hello,
Mick, for posting.
No worries. You're
take
welcome.
Everything back. If I can cut this out later, I will. How were your sporting weeks?
Hey. So I'm continuing the swimming thing. I have gone 3 times now.
Wow.
And getting further and further distances so far. I went this morning. Got up at 6:30.
Wow.
Which is not easy.
Yeah, that's okay. I was up at 5, but go on.
No, that's not good for his development and personal motivation.
I'm very sorry. Head up. Chin up. You're doing really, really well. Three times in 1 week is really good.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, are you feeling sore? How's your back?
My arms, like if I put them up like that, it's aching. Yep.
Good feeling, though.
14 laps this morning, which probably took me a while. I was in a slow lane. Is it all right? But I noticed people in the slow lane. You know, there's no shame in the slow lane because you just go as slow as you want.
That's such a good campaign. No shame in the slow lane.
That's it.
You should do that for driving as well.
That's my motto.
We need to get you a bumper sticker. Like, like literally on your bum.
It does. Oh, there is shame if you're too slow on like, you know, in the train, you know, corridors or something.
Yeah.
Or walking around.
Yes.
But it was fun. And it's a nice, Victoria Park pool's like a quite nice pool. And I'm not going to say anything against this, but if you go to Prince Alfred Pool around the corner, there's a lot more poses there.
Okay.
You know?
Even at that time of morning?
And you sort of feel like...
just people posing at 6:30 in the morning.
Just in general, you sort of feel like people are looking at you a bit more.
Okay.
Whereas,
that's why, not into public pools and that whole situation.
No. Have you ever swim? Gab?
I did. I have been swimming heaps. I've been actually, body surfing.
Oh,
So that's been a pretty good.
Yeah,
just getting in the green room, but in my body.
We know what the green room is.
Yeah, you know what the green room is. Also, I shot some hoops with some colleagues at lunch.
B-ball.
Yeah, so we were like, we should do some activities during lunch. Like, it's a really nice time to just like get out of the office and not be sitting at your desk. And we're like, yeah. So we went and shot some hoops. And one of my colleagues is a big basketball fan, very, very good. Another one is like pretty unco, not very good at basketball. And it ended up just being a basketball clinic for him.
Oh.
And then I kind of was like, I feel bad. Like it's ended up being just like us teaching him. And it just ended up being not kind of like this fun, let's just like shoot hoops. We're like, you know, this is like, you should stand like
this.
Is
it because the really good basketball player couldn't handle someone who didn't sort of know how to do it?
No, he was being really, like, we were both being really kind about it, but we got back into the office and my mate was like, I kind of just ended up being like a basketball clinic for me. Like, I don't know how much, like I was thinking, like, as an adult, can you ever really get really good at a sport in such a, like, is it possible if you just don't really have the knack? You know how some people just have that ability?
Yeah.
Darts.
Darts you think you can get better at?
Yeah, yeah. You can start playing darts late and you can be good at darts, whatever, no matter what time of your life you start.
It's not that easy, actually.
No, but you can start now.
Yeah, right.
In a few years, you could be the best in the country.
Mm. I don't know. I feel like that's for anything.
Nah, because a lot of sports, you need to be young. You've got to be younger for a lot of most sports. Like to get to the top. Okay.
You're not going
to
run faster than Usain Bolt in 100 metres when you're 89.
And you're not going to go play for the NRL at the age of 40, 35 or whatever.
But this age that we're sort of all in, this age area. we can improve, I think.
No, you can improve, but I mean, is there some aspects of it just being kind of innate within you? Coordination, you know, hand-eye coordination, balance.
Well, that's
I don't
right.
know, is that...
It's, as they say, that after you turn 30, your hand-eye coordination drops, like, pretty starts to drop.
Really?
Yeah, mm-hmm. So that's why you don't see many cricketers who are that good, really, after the age of about 30.
Yeah, I've been watching Australia play.
Because it's just a part of your body. You're not reacting as quickly as you were. Your fast twitch muscles aren't there anymore.
Okay.
You just start losing it. It's pretty depressing, really.
Yeah.
That's why you play darts and eat and
play darts.
drink beer. I don't even know what I'm talking about. I can't even play darts.
I don't know
why I said darts.
Okay, do we want to talk sport? Or I might actually change this chair. So if you guys
really?
Want to talk amongst yourselves. It's really loud. Can you hear it?
Well, now I can because you're jiggling
it. Okay, I'll stay in it.
That's fine.
I'm
no
a
one
professional.
Noticed.
I won't move.
Well, stop moving.
No, I've got to change it.
Change the chair, right.
We're just going to call the chair mechanic and he's just going to come and have a... Yep.
So, okay, we're just going to talk without Joel.
Yeah. So...
What are you struggling to talk without me? That's the most awkward 2 seconds ever.
Talked about how the fact that we needed to talk because Joel told us to talk.
You're the glue. You're the glue, Joel. Shit. Can't do it without
you.
That
was a good test.
Now I'm too late. Okay. Oh. So, cricket is currently... Oh, shit. I kicked it and it went down.
Oh, my God. That is so embarrassing when that happens in the office. Oh, my God. I've done it so many times.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, cricket. There's a game currently being played. We won't talk about that because it's currently being played and it's going to change and whatnot. We don't want to give live scores.
This is the third one day after this. What do we have then? Oh, no, it's more
Sri
test
Lanka.
Match.
We play Sri Lanka. And
we go back to the test matches after that.
Mm. Yeah, back to the 5-day
game. I'm not even watching the one days because they're not on free to air. And whilst I do have a Foxtel login I can use, I just couldn't be bothered.
Why is it not on free to air?
Because they did some dodgy deal.
It seems so bizarre.
Cricket Australia
weird.
Took lots of money from Fox.
It's so disappointing. I don't even like cricket. I don't even want to watch it, but it should be accessible for all.
It's ruined it for a lot of people, and I think Cricket Australia will realise that, and next year it'll be back to normal. My prediction.
Yeah, I think you're right. Look, Australia haven't won back-to-back one-day international matches in 2 years.
Jeez.
And haven't won a series in 2 years.
Jeez.
And that obviously didn't change in their loss to India in game two. Australia, we batted well for the second game in a row. So we've bat first in all three games now. In the first three games, we bat really well. We made 9 for 298.
That's good.
Which
that's,
is a fantastic.
That's almost like a run of ball.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Well done. but Virat Kohli and MS Dhoni it's like India know how to win from behind.
Yeah.
They're so clever and they bat really well. And they have, obviously, Kohli and like I said, Dhoni, who just...
Yeah.
A couple of old heads who just knew exactly how to play the game and won it for them. And it was really irritating. Kohli, this is how good he is. He scored his 39th 100 in one-day cricket. He's now scored 24 hundreds in run chases in one-day cricket at an average of 69, which is
nice.
Which is the best for players with at least 1,000 runs. I said 69.
Oh.
He has also made a remarkable average. He has a remarkable average, of 99.04 in run chases in one-day cricket when his Indian team wins. So Whoa. If they win and he's...
If they win and they're batting chasing...
Yeah.
He'll get 100.
His average is 99.
Wow.
Unreal.
So we're in trouble tonight, basically.
Yeah, yeah exactly. Oh, yeah. If he makes 100, they're going to win.
Yeah.
For the second straight game, Australian spinner Nathan Lyon went wicketless.
He's dropped.
So he got dropped for Adam Zampa.
Gone.
And Shaun Marsh, surprisingly, made 131.
Yeah, what's going on there?
Which is now four. Well, he's obviously just a white ball cricketer.
It's all the people who didn't get picked for the test who made their runs.
Well, yes. And that's actually what's happened in the... So it was like an Australia A sort of game versus Sri Lanka. Did you see this?
I didn't see it.
It was like a tour match, I think they called it.
Oh, that's where they all got the runs.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But not everyone that was picked.
That's
so
right. Yes.
Renshaw, Burns, Pekowski, and Lasagna, they all made about... Well, Renshaw made 7, Burns made 4, Lasagna made 6. I know his name is Labuschagne. I can't say it, but I just like saying Lasagna. It's much funnier. And Pekowski, 23. but the thing was, Curtis Patterson, who's a New South Wales left-hander, he made 157 not out.
Yeah.
And another guy made 102 in a partnership.
Not out?
Yeah, so he didn't get out in this game against Sri Lanka. And so the thing is, so they picked the team to go up against Sri Lanka, the test team, and yet they did it before an actual trial match.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then the players that they picked failed, and the ones that they didn't pick didn't fail. I don't know. It's very
selectors.
Annoying. I think they still have a chance to change the team.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Frustrating. If we can't beat Sri Lanka, we are useless.
We are in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
In the Big Bash, there were some bizarre scenes last weekend when Perth Scorchers batsman Michael Klinger was caught out in an over that went for 7 balls and no one noticed.
How does that happen? Nobody noticed?
No one noticed. No.
What do you mean?
Umpires, so
TV?
Overs go for 6 balls. This guy just happened to bowl a 7 ball over. It's on TV. There's 2 umpires. There's the video umpire.
This is what I mean. Cricket is boring. And even the umpires and the...
They're just tuned out.
They're just totally tuned out.
And it's only a 20-over match. Like,
Yeah. It's not that many to count.
So does it count?
Yeah, it's one of those things that has happened before, especially in Test cricket. It's happened like short overs, long overs.
Yeah.
And you just have to do it. Like, there's nothing you can do.
Because they didn't realise till after. So if they had realised in time, they can call him back and just claim it as a dead ball, and then so nothing happened.
Even the batsman didn't realise.
He didn't realise. And the only person that really seemed to realise was the coach of the team who were Perth Scorchers.
Mm.
He was like, no, what's going on? Why are you coming back? You shouldn't be back here. And by that time, the other bowler had come on and bowled, so they couldn't. You can't go back after that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
It just really messes up the score sheet because then you've got like an extra spot.
Yeah,
like,
what about all the data stats, and the stats?
Yeah. Discrepancies, man.
Unbelievable. And there was also weird scenes last night in the Thunder match. The Thunder played Brisbane Heat up at the Gabba up in Brisbane, and the lights went out.
Yeah.
Like, all around the stadium. Not, like, bad, but a lot of the main lights went out. So they had to stop the game, and then eventually they just couldn't get them back on, so they had to cancel the game. And they called it a tie. But the Sydney Thunder had made 4 for 186 off 20 overs, and the
Rigged.
Heat were batting.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. The Heat came in, they were 2 for 10 off 3 overs, and all of a sudden the lights go out.
Rigged.
Yes. And it got called a tie.
Someone
so
just
both
pulled
teams,
the plug.
Someone's just the back. Just
it's just a switch. Are you okay?
Fiddling at them. Yeah.
It's like what I always wanted to do when you had a big test coming up at school, and I'm sure people did it.
You know,
the dodgy either start a fire somewhere, call in a bomb threat, or...
I had a friend that... turned on all the fire hoses, and we had it was like a dungeon sort of classroom block.
Yeah.
Turned on all the fire hoses and just started filling up with water because she didn't want to do a test.
Yes. I love that. That's great.
That's probably a bit safer than the fire and the bomb.
Yeah, so much safer. So don't do that. That's bad. I remember there was a lot of bomb threats to get out of tests when I was at school.
Wow.
When I was in America.
We didn't have that ever.
When I was in America.
Oh, in America. Yeah. Okay.
And of course, they take it extremely seriously. So there was like 20 police, fire brigade. We'd all get escorted to the school across the road. And it was just like really annoying, actually, and a waste of time and resources.
Oh, yeah. We had bomb threats at high school, like one a month, probably.
Really?
Yeah, all the time.
What?
Just some dickhead kid ringing up and saying there's a bomb somewhere.
I don't think that ever happened at my school.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's sad.
Maybe your school just wasn't very no initiative there.
Yeah, I guess not. I mean,
or maybe they just enjoyed going to school and worked hard and didn't worry about any
Jeez,
of it.
I suppose you could be right.
Wait, did you go to a Steiner school?
A what school?
A Steiner school.
What's that?
Really?
It's like where you like open Mick, learning.
He goes,
yeah. Anyway.
Oh, we don't have time.
Okay, we don't have time?
No.
Okay, that can be next week. Just quickly on cricket, one more thing. The WBBL finals start this weekend.
Yes.
So the Women's Big Bash League, the finals start this weekend. Both games are being played on Saturday. We've got Sydney Thunder versus Brisbane Heat at 10:40 a.m. This is at Drummoyne Oval, so if anyone wanted to go down. And then the Sixers versus the Melbourne Renegades at 1:50, so they're both on the same day.
Oh, Drummoyne,
same
that's
park.
Close.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
And they're both Sydney teams. So
two Sydney teams playing, so it could be a Sydney grand final.
Where would they play that?
January 26th.
SCG?
I assume so, yeah.
Or North Sydney.
I assume. Yeah. Oh, maybe it's North Sydney.
Hmm. One of them.
I don't know. Okay. We'll find out next week. And that's all for cricket.
Okay.
Thank God.
Tennis.
Do you like tennis, Gab?
Yeah, I do like tennis. I can definitely get more into tennis. Yeah. But I don't really watch. I wouldn't say that I'm an avid watcher.
Well, that's the thing.
I think it'd be fun to go. I definitely would love to go.
Oh, my wife was there during the week at the Australian Open, and she said, and I've never been. And she's like, she said, you would love it. Like, the atmosphere is great.
Yeah, I think
everyone's really happy. It's one of those things where people don't get shitty if someone loses. It's like, everyone's just happy that they're watching tennis and someone wins. Unless it's an Australians play, sometimes you might get, but everyone expects the Australians to lose. That doesn't really matter too much. But, and you can just jump around court to court and you can see all different, there's heaps of nationalities there. And there's like a big concert at the end of the day. Sounds like my thing. I've got to head down one year.
I think you should.
Mm.
Yeah.
You should definitely go down.
And Australia's gone gangbusters this year.
Well, we are. We have five Aussies who moved into the third round. Now we have...
First time since two...
Go. Can I have a guess?
Was it 2004?
It is 2004.
Yes.
Well done.
Ding.
Ding. Yes. looking at it. Like it's
but it's exciting. It's exciting because it's all these wild card and young tennis players who haven't.
Yes.
I didn't know about this Bolt kid before.
No. I'd never seen him or
how old is he?
Anything. No idea.
18, 19?
Well,
he's pretty. He's young.
Yeah,
yes.
He's pretty young.
But Alex, is it Alex Bolt?
Huh?
What's his first name?
No, that's, yeah, Alex Bolt.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Alex Bolt. And the other guy, Parisin.
Popirin?
I had it written down.
Popiri?
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. Let's call him Popiri.
A couple of wild cards who have beaten, like, world number 23 and world number
And they're into the third round, which is fantastic.
Yep. Ashley Barty's now into the fourth round.
Yes.
As of today.
But she's got a tough game next. It'll either be Maria Sharapova or...
Someone else
good. I can't remember the name now. But, she's into the fourth round. I'm way behind her. She's playing great tennis.
Yes, yes. I think we all are. That would be amazing to see. How long have we got? Cool. we'll move on from tennis, I guess.
Unless what, already?
Want to talk about, do you want to talk more about? We can talk about.
Come on. The big feud. It's Tomic and Hewitt. Basically,
well, it's sort of.
Oh, I heard something about this.
Okay.
Because Hewitt's a captain, right?
Of the Davis Cup team, yeah.
But he's retired.
No, he still plays in doubles.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he chooses to do that, right? But he's still he's a retired.
Yeah, he doesn't play like tournaments anymore. Davis Cup's sort of a bit separate to that.
Yeah. Yeah. Tomic was, upset with him.
Well, yeah, there's some sort of rivalry or issue going on between them. And yeah, Hewitt's accused Tomic of threatening him and his family.
Whoa.
Like, not just emotionally, but physically.
Whoa.
And, and Tomic is like, what are you going on about? Like, so Tomic's like totally denied it. But Hewitt's now said, I'm never having Tomic on the team. While I'm captain, he's never going to play for Australia.
Oh.
These two are going at it.
Tomic made at a press conference, right? He made a statement that nobody likes Hewitt. He's a bad captain.
That's right.
And that he doesn't, he doesn't think he's doing a very good job.
Yep.
Which I don't think is a very good idea. Like, I just don't think that.
The thing is, if you're going to pick someone's side to be on, as a public who doesn't really know what's going on, you got Hewitt and you got Tomic. Who's got people going to side with? Hewitt, right?
Hewitt.
I mean,
he's
the less of a brat than Tomic.
Exactly. And Hewitt was,
he was a good player.
Often forgotten. Yeah. He was world number one for a really long time.
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't remember
exactly. That. I think he's Australia's longest serving world number one in tennis.
Really?
Yes. You can take that to the bank.
Do you think that's just an issue of egos? That's like what?
I just don't understand the personality of tennis players in general.
It does seem very strange.
Whenever you see a really friendly, nice, happy tennis player, you go, oh, that's like surprising, especially if they're Australian. So I'm really hoping these young kids have got their head on.
Yeah.
Alex de Minaur, I think. Alex? It is Alex de Minaur. Maybe it's another Alex. Anyway. He's still going strong, and he seems like a real top bloke.
Yeah.
So hopefully the next breed
is better,
is more easy to support.
Yeah,
because I think Australian tennis since the great Pat Rafter, who was one of, and Philip Poussis, who are my favourites, since then, there's just not been many to sort of really support.
Yeah, I know. Did you want to talk about the seagulls?
There's a lot around at the moment.
Are there? I haven't noticed.
Yeah.
It was just a pretty funny little thing that happened last night at the tennis. The games were going really long on Margaret Court Arena, but they were going to move one of the games that was on late to another stadium, like Stadium 3 or, Court 3. But all the staff had already gone home because it was late, and there was no one around to clean all the seagull poo off the seats, or the court, off the court, and the seats, I presume. So they couldn't move it to that court. So they ended up playing on Margaret Court Arena at half. I think the match started at like 20 past midnight. and it went till 3 a.m.
What?
Yeah.
That's absurd.
Because this is how they work it. They play, have a certain number of games scheduled, and then they'll play those games as long as they go, and then it just goes through the four games or three games they've got. So, yeah. There's no, it's like a couple of hundred people in the crowd, like 7,000 seat stadium. There's like a couple of hundred people. It's pretty funny. I love that stuff. I reckon it's cool. Australian Open's always got these weird,
weird.
Or it's like that? Really hot and they just stop playing. Yeah. Or, you know, there's always some.
What was that? Like everyone was complaining that one of the channels' cameraman had set up a really bad angle on one of the tennis players. Like, oh. And everyone was tweeting, like, going, what is going on here? Like, we can't see anything that's happening on the other side of the court with the other player.
That's right. Yeah. There's a lot of complaints about Channel 9's coverage.
I didn't want
tennis.
To say the channel, but yeah, Channel 9.
Yeah. But similarly, like Channel 7 stuffing up the cricket, Channel 9 stuffing up the tennis.
Like, how many times have they done this? Like,
the first time. Like, they've just swapped
it's
over.
It's so bad. It's like, tennis is so easy. Just set up the camera right
why
down the middle.
Why didn't they get the people who used to work at Channel 7 go to Channel 9 or people at 9 go to 7? Yeah. Instead, the tennis people are doing the cricket. And cricket people are doing, it's like, oh, it's a mess.
I just wanted to quickly mention that Australia in the third Asian Cup game against Syria won 3-2. So
and Uzbekistan, we matched up with.
Yes, thank you very
much.
Which
is good. It's better than Japan. We could have been Japan,
yeah.
But Japan beat Uzbekistan.
Yeah.
So now we play Uzbekistan instead of
which
Japan.
Which is great. Tuesday morning, 1 a.m. if anyone is interested.
Yes.
I had a couple of other things here to talk about, but I think we're going to run out of time. Okay, game time.
Hey!
Which Big Bash team does this person play for? I think we've sworn three
also,
times.
Also, like, did you see the little hand on the ear? Like, this is the real professional.
Yeah. Yeah, that did happen. I don't know why.
What?
I don't know why that happened.
We are the world.
I'd much rather this just be like a singing show where we just come together and sing our favorite songs.
Hey, you never know.
I'm joking. I love this.
Okay, sure. But one day it could go that way.
Okay,
who knows? Okay, running with the same thing in the last couple of weeks.
Oh, yes.
Today I'm going to give you a name of a player, and you have to tell me which Big Bash team they play for.
Right.
And
can I just say one thing?
Yes.
When you said something about the Seagulls, I genuinely thought that was a team's name. I thought you were about to talk about like a team, the Seagulls.
I can see how you could be confused. There've been
Seagulls
teams,
were a team. Right, Gold Coast Seagulls, rugby league team.
Yeah,
yes.
There you go.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Seagulls.
Embarrassing name.
And okay, so we're going to play a game. So Big Bash team, I'll say the name. And here's what the winner could take home tonight.
We have pizzas. We have 300 hamburgers. Many, many french fries.
Okay, let's start with women's. I'll give you a clue. They're all, I'm going to give you four names and they're part of the four remaining teams. So you can remember that's very handy. Rachel Priest.
Sixers.
Wrong.
Oh. I don't understand the game.
Oh, so I'm going to...
I don't know the names of any teams.
Okay, this is going to be hard for you.
Sixers, Thunder, Scorchers and...
So I'll tell you, the four remaining...
I'll just come to... Whatever comes to my head, just go.
Okay. Yeah. Beth Mooney... Oh, you were wrong. It was Sydney Thunder.
Oh, damn.
Beth Mooney.
Lightning.
Ooh.
Team. The Lightning team.
I mean, Thunder, no. You want to have a guess?
Sixers.
Wrong.
Damn. I'm hopeless.
Erin Burns. Oh, she plays for the Brisbane Heat, Beth.
Oh, no.
Erin Burns.
The Clouds.
No.
No.
No, you're just giving up.
The 76ers.
Scorchers, the other two?
Melbourne Renegades.
Oh, Renegades.
Okay. And we'll go into the men's now. Sam Rainbird.
Fast bowlers.
Rainbird?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that was a name.
Well, it is.
Let's go Heat.
Wrong. Hobart Hurricanes. Guy Walker.
Tornadoes.
Why would there be Hurricanes and Tornadoes?
Oh, it's the same thing.
Guy Walker, you want to begin?
Seagulls.
Again, I got... I was
Melbourne
like...
Renegades. Chris Green.
Oh, I know this one.
420.
Wrong.
Oh.
You have a guess because you said you know it.
Oh, no, I don't really. I was just joking.
Well, pick a team.
Thunder.
Yay. Oh, you'd God. Get it right. And Michael Cormack. I'm just going to do it because you're
wrong. Stars. Oh. Insider trader. Sounds like a business name.
He works for the Australian. Okay. Adelaide Strikers. Threw my paper away. I'm pretty sure it's the Strikers. Okay, thank you for another fun week.
Thanks,
Joel. Completely out of time again. Yeah. And God bless America.
Bye.
Many, many fries.
Edit this in. It's a...
I'm going to make a pledge to edit me saying spoiler alert at the start of this episode simply because I don't want people getting it us being like, why'd you spoil it?
It's
like,
a recap.
It's a recap. It's a recap. Still,
just edit this in. It's a recap.
It's a spoiler alert. It's a recap. Bleep.
Day. Can you believe? Brown cow. Running.
Let there be a thousand lessons, words, marks off the circle.
You're the homosexual. I care about you.
Go, maybe I'm just
no, I'm not going.
Because it's done.
My headphone don't work.
Oh no.
Oh no,
that's
so sad. Am I on air though?
You are on air.
That's wonderful. Hi
and
guys.
So am I. Hello.
It's Patrick and Ruby from It's a Gay Area, your dear friends.
You are listening to It's a Gay Area. And that's on to SCR 107.3.
It's also on you.
And it's on your ears.
Yeah.
Because you're listening to it. The noise waves.
I'm dingle dangling this.
You are, and it's I don't like that you're making eye contact when you
I'll switch to another microphone during the song. Hello.
How are we doing?
I hope we're all well.
Me too. I am very tired and I haven't been to the gym in a while and I feel...
Sad, bad.
Very gross.
You look amazing.
Oh, that's a lie.
It's not a lie.
That's a lie.
Everyone, I was messaging Ruby the other day and I was with my other friend, Listy. Shout out to Listy. She just said, by the way, Ruby looks so stunning without makeup on. Her skin is amazing. And I sent that to Ruby and Ruby was just like, responded with a selfie.
That's just so crazy because, like, it's one... Not true.
It is true.
I'm so ugly.
No, don't tell me that.
So you're listening to It's a Gay Area on to SCR 107.3 with me, Ruby, and you, Patrick.
And RuPaul's Drag Race.
And so we do
RuPaul's
Drag Race All Stars. It's a RuPaul's Drag Race Season 4
All Stars area.
And this week, ooh, girl.
You've got problematic mail.
Ooh, girl. She no 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 already happened, yeah. Ooh, girl. She no more any manama. Am I right, ladies?
There's no other ladies in the room.
Oh.
Where'd they go?
Yeah, no, I swear.
There are so many ladies
in
here.
I swear I just saw some ladies, so it's a bit creepier. Anyway, so we're going to be talking about...
Gillette. I think they need to stop. I want to shave and yellow women. I don't see the problem in that.
Actually, I think that the Gillette shaving ad is misandrist because as a man, I should be allowed to do whatever I like and not be told it bad.
I'm going to go throw my razor in a toilet, take a big dookie on it, and then take it out because I don't have any other razors.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tweet about it first and then clean off my razor and continue shaving.
And, like, my favorite fucking thing, my favorite thing is just, like, them being like, oh, you know, boycott Gillette. Oh, they're such men haters. When did this ad make a bleh? And then they'll literally turn around and be like, why are you getting all weird that I made a rape joke? It's like, bruh. It's like, oh, you're so, these snowflakes these days. It's like, dude, you threw your fucking razor in the toilet, you imbecile.
And my fat, like, this is such a, like, obvious point, but there were so many people just saying, so you're going to flush that or put your hand in the pee-pee water and then take it out and throw it out.
Yeah. Are you going to put it? Yeah. Ugh. Anyway, so we're going to be talking RuPaul Drag Race, but before that we are going to play some very, very new music.
We are. But just before that even, Gillette bad Twitter. Here's some good Twitter. Patty Harrison, verified Twitter user. Party underscore Hardison. To turn my partner on, I lift up my shirt and shake my natural breasts so hard they bruise and fill with blood. He hates this.
There's more. There's a full thread. By the end of it, we both just end up laughing. Sometimes he'll mess up my hair. This makes me scream. Then he leaves for work. As for me, I stay in the house all day long and vigilantly protect our enormous credenza. I hold a knife and stay focused on the front door of our house.
And for those of you who don't know, credenza is, I looked it up, it's like a bedside table sort of cabinet thing.
Yeah.
She then goes on to say, sometimes I get so hungry that I pass out. Other times, I remember to eat.
It's all worth it to protect our credenza. You see, we used to have them in every room until one day I was shaking my natural breasts at my partner, bruising and filling them with blood as per above, and someone stole 6 credenzas from our home while my partner was distracted.
It used to be that when I shook my natural breasts, I closed my eyes, enjoying myself, but now I keep them open when I do it, so I can keep my eyes peeled for any robbers trying to steal our credenza, while my partner focuses on my bruised natural breasts. This is about balance.
Can I read the last two?
You may.
I love them. Okay. Even when I pass out from not eating, I keep my eyes open, keeping watch over our credenza. When my partner waddles home and sees I've successfully protected our last credenza, he rewards me by letting me write an amazing song, though he never lets me sing it. I don't know what any of the songs I've written sound like. Most are about balance.
And then just a person. So I was confused. What's a credenza? Why so many? Googled it and, oh, it's a sideboard. Yes, defend it, but 6? No room for a sofa, then. Also read, it's Italian for belief, confidence. Where we get the word credence. Now rereading this wonderful thread on a whole new level.
Just the perfect tweet to take fucking seriously.
It was. We have music, though.
All right. This track comes from... So, Sports Bra released their new record today called Talk It Out. I am so proud of my beautiful babies for releasing something so fantastic.
Sports boob.
And this track is called Sparkle Heart Emoji. You're listening to It's a Gay Area on 2SCR 107.3.
Yeah. Enjoy the song. I'm Patrick.
And I will never stop being Ruby.
A beam of light passes off your shoulder and onto mine. Wanna freeze the moment in time. So we ain't tonight. On your left thigh and on my right, to freeze the moment. You make me want to be softer than Jennifer. I want to be more kind. I want to be awake and aware and alive. Yeah, I want to be soft and gentle. On a lane park with you, so we're nothing but fun. And the dirt and the walls have claimed us for their own. 'Cause the sun will be gone soon, so will we. So hold tight. I wanna be more fine. I
Hello? Oh, God, that's not nice.
So sorry, guys. We got my headphones working. The volume was down.
Yeah, that was literally it. They were just down, which is actually very funny when you think about it.
But also, simultaneously, it's a great tragedy.
It is so sad.
Pour one out.
So you're listening to the It's a Gay Area, It's a RuPaul's Drag Race All-Star Season 4 area.
I'm sorry, you're telling me that this is gay.
It's a bit gay.
Okay, that's fine. Then. Yeah. Only a bit.
And then. That was Sparkle Heart Emoji by Sports Bra from their new album,
God.
Talk It Out.
And all of you people who happen to have breasts, invest in a sports bra. Also buy the new album.
Get on that album.
Because
Talk
otherwise you might run the risk of shaking your natural breasts so hard that they bruise and fill with blood.
Sorry, I hate it. I love it and I hate
Ruby
it.
Ruby showed me that tweet thread yesterday for the first time.
It's
and
very
it
good.
Almost made me pee pee.
So it's time to talk about RuPaul's Drag Race All Stars Season 4. The episode today mm-hmm. was called it was the roast one. They did a roast and it was of Lady Bunny and they each had a roast that they had to do to Lady Bunny and she was dead, but she wasn't really dead.
The end. No more.
I love explaining things like I'm a child.
I know. It's very entertaining and very good. I'm bringing up some images for my face because I didn't get here on time.
It's okay. But like, I very much like going like, hi, my name is Ruby. I am 22 years old and today I'm going to tell you about why volcanoes erupt the way that they do. As you can probably know, when it comes to volcanoes, it's because it's so hot. And when you actually see the lava come out, it's not actually lava coming out. It's magma.
So, yes, this week's episode, it was a roast of Lady Bunny, which is where...
She's dead.
She is dead. She's RuPaul's friend, who is also a drag queen, but not one who has been on the show. And so they put her in a coffin and she lied there and they made mean jokes about her, which I think is very cruel.
But
Lady Bunny is very mean, so she deserves it. But yes, so they had to make a routine. They had to do funny jokes to make you laugh with your mouth and soul.
Yeah, with your mouth hole.
With your mouth hole and your other hole, if you can laugh out of that.
Yeah.
I mean, go off. So Latrice went home, very sad, sad.
We are sad. It was fair enough, but we are also sad.
I mean, she didn't do good enough. I'm sorry. And then RuPaul come in and say, you, make jokes at my friend.
Yeah, so the tea is please be mean to my friend.
Yeah, and make us laugh while you're doing it. So they all wrote jokes. They all had a run through with someone who was on Sydney Morning Herald. Saturday Night Live, same thing. And then they all got dressed in their morning clothes and went to go be mean to a lady.
Yeah, exactly.
So first of all, we'll review their performances and their outfits that they performed in. I'm going to go first with Valentina. She was not the first in the order. She's the first one I think of.
I know the order.
You know the order? It was Monet first.
It was Monet first. That's correct. Wait, are we talking about the roasts? Yeah, so
she looked great. She did look amazing.
Monet Exchange.
She took
great.
Off her glasses and there was another pair of glasses underneath.
That was very good.
Not as gag as in I'm gagging. It was just a gag. Fun gag.
Good, a great gag, yeah.
It was a bit.
Correct.
Lovely bit. And then she did jokes.
She did jokes. They were good jokes.
Many of which were good and funny. She
was very just like on point with the jokes. Like she was very consistent in terms of being funny.
She was pretty good. I wouldn't say she was nut busting. She did not bust my nut hilariously, but she was funny. Do you know what I mean?
I did not bust a nut.
I did not nut.
I didn't nut watching this, and therefore it means it was a bad
It was
time.
Not bad, just not as good as it could have been.
I didn't nut.
didn't nut.
Couldn't.
And then next, who was it, Ruby?
It was, I'm pretty sure it was, I think it was Trinity.
I think it was Trinity. Yeah. Trinity, her outfit, stunning. I loved her outfit.
Gorgeous,
crying
of
makeup.
Course, yeah.
It was bad though. She opened with, "I'm so glad that you're here for me," which could have been funny, but then she went, "A broken nail. Meh. Lady Bunny's dead. Meh. Goodbye."
Yeah, it just wasn't very well done.
It wasn't very well done. It wasn't very funny. She didn't do well in her original roast.
Yeah.
Ruby said, I think this was Ruby, unless I'm confusing you with someone else, that you said she's not as funny as she thinks she is.
Yeah, no, that is the tea. That is tea that I spilled. The whole thing of like everyone piping her up on her season is like, you know what? You're so much funnier than you think. And she's like, I guess I am. She's come on this season. I feel like she's come on this season thinking she's fucking hilarious, but like, She's not
in this one anyway.
Yeah.
Then we had Valentina, I believe.
No. Monique Hart put herself in the middle.
Okay.
She did? No, I remember this. And she was the church lady man.
Not lady man. She was either a lady and or a man.
She was a church preacher.
There we go. Gender unknown. And she had large breastises under her robe.
It was very much kind of physical comedy and physical comedy.
And
only.
She sort of sung the whole thing in a, like, churchy way. I liked it. I thought it was good.
I thought it was fun, but it was very much, like, it was funny because it was, like, silly over the top and, like, a lot of physical comedy, but, like, there wasn't really much to it.
No, but I don't think it was deserving of being the worst.
Oh, no, definitely
She was,
not.
Like, the third best. Which says a lot about the rest of these people.
Oh, where was Naomi?
Naomi was after. So, I think it went Valentina, then Naomi.
Yeah.
So, Valentina, she looked stunning until she took off her glasses. She had no eye makeup on.
Like, I understand that she probably didn't have time to do her, like, signature eye makeup.
Mm-hmm.
But like, a little bit of eyeliner and a lash, it's fine.
No. Don't you dare do that to me. Don't you dare, Valentina.
Yeah.
And then she wasn't funny. She said, "Can I leave it on, please?" RuPaul said, "No." Ha ha. We've heard it before.
Yeah. I did find her kissing Lady Bunny's boob pretty funny. There were some bits that I found funny because, like, of the language barrier. But, like, other than that, it was like, kind of boob.
Yeah. Naomi Smalls looked beautiful. Terrible. So bad. She did something that I used to do, which is... Her jokes were just like, "Ha, you're old. Old lady die."
Yeah. Which can work, but like...
And then she just laughed at her own jokes.
Yeah, that was a big issue.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Sad.
The nerves.
Ooh.
Oof. And then it was Manila.
Yeah, Manilta was last.
It was the best.
Manila's was the best. She came up with a very April carry-on umbrella, but it was black with, like, black veil coming down from it. She mourningfully...
And the whole physical thing of, like, opening the veil and then...
So she mourningfully went over to Lady Bunny. She was, like,
mournfully?
Looking very sad. Mournfully. Let's not get into it. Okay. Semantics here.
Okay.
And she sort of just, like, despondently pulled back the veil to look at the body and then just went... and recoiled, and it was great.
Despondently...
And then she did jokes. She did one that it was funny, but I do think it could have been done better, and it's kind of old, which was just like, "Dearly Beloved and Michelle Visage."
Yeah.
But she did it in a way that was a bit, like, weird to me. Therefore, she's terrible, and she should be fired.
Therefore, cancelled.
No. The rest of her show was really good. Like, it was funny. She did have... I did bust a nut at the fact that she said, "I have here... Lady Bunny's last will and testicle."
Yeah.
That was very good.
It was very good. I loved her set out of
everyone. Yeah, and surprise, surprise, she's in the top two again for the second time of the week.
As was Monet. I had a look and Manila has got the most wins out of everybody.
She has three. Trinity and Monique have two. Valentina has one.
She has three wins, but She's also got 2 lip sync wins.
Yes, that is true.
Yeah.
But I would say 1.5.
What do you mean 1.5?
We'll get to that later.
Oh, tea. Yeah. Okay.
And then, yes, they went backstage, deliberated.
Oh, yeah, because everyone was in the bottom.
Everyone was in the bottom. Now let's talk about the runway.
Oh, yeah, tea.
The runway. You need to stop saying tea.
Tea. So the first one was Monet Exchange.
Dressed like the Pope.
It was incredible.
Stunning.
It was like Rihanna Met Gala level.
Ridiculous. And there was also a thing, she was wearing red contacts. She had like a little pussycat wig under her mitre, so which is the name for a priest hat.
Cool. Mitre.
Yeah. And then that's the thing. If any of you remember Asia O'Hara's finale look for season 10, she was wearing like an Egyptian style gown with a hat. I don't like that. And the similar thing with Monique's runway, I don't like it if you don't have hair on underneath because it looks like you're a bald man wearing a hat.
But she did.
Monet did, and it was done well.
Yeah.
And then we had...
Oh, but before that, I love the heart in the middle. The train was incredible.
She let go of her train, then used it as a red carpet.
It was incredible.
It was beautiful.
It was iconic.
Who next?
Who was next? It was... I think it was Trinity. I think they were in the same order as the...
Trinity. I think... I'm going to give this one a new thing that we haven't done before. So Monet was a toot. I'm giving Trinity an objective toot, but a subjective boot. I didn't like it personally, but it was very well executed.
I thought it was fantastic, but it wasn't my kind of fantastic.
I don't like it. She's dressed like in a Greek goddess sort of like short dress with like a drapey thing over it and then a halo.
Pageant.
It's very pageant, but it's just very boring.
Yeah.
Like, Greek goddess doesn't do anything for me, and there were like 3 of them. Four.
I do like the halo. I thought it was really clever, but yeah, just not
there
for
were
me.
Four like sort of Greek-y inspired games. Yeah. And like that was the theme for season 5's promo.
Yeah.
You've seen literally like 14 other queens wear that.
Yeah.
It doesn't interest me.
And
next.
Then it was, I think it was Monet. It was Monique.
Monique's. It was just sort of hodgepodge. It
wasn't
great.
It was a bit, like, it was creative,
it was
but
creative.
It was.
It didn't look bad, but like.
Very arts and crafts to me.
Yeah, and everyone was praising her headpiece. I didn't like it.
Yeah. I watched 2 separate drag queen recaps, like fashion recaps, that one of them was like, yuck. Uh-huh. And then the other one was like, this is incredible. This is revolutionary. I'm like, nah, I can't dig it.
Nah.
I just can't dig it.
And
know?
Then we had Valentina. Hated it. Really hated it. It looked bad.
It looked like a tied up bird.
She looked like she was wearing a lovely, ill-fitting sack dress in white, and then fell through a net which had ducks in it.
It kind of looked like it very much reminded me of like the Little Mermaid when she just gets legs and she's like made this makeshift dress
yeah
with the rope. That's what it kind of reminds me of.
And she was just like, I've knotted these ropes and just like, cool.
But then again, it also looks like if I was 1 as beautiful as Valentina and 2, if I were to wake up in the morning, be very tired and not wanting to put clothes on before I go to the bathroom, so instead just covering myself in my doona.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it kind of looks like.
Some tea for this season. Valentina has not been hidden out of the park looks-wise. I have not liked a lot of what she's been wearing.
Early, I loved. Later on,
the boots challenge was great. The gown challenge for me was terrible.
Gown challenge.
She had a weird thing in the back. It looked gross.
I don't remember.
But yes, next, Naomi.
Oh my God. It was good.
It was good.
Fucking,
she dressed up as Prince, but in white.
It was beautiful.
She brought a guitar. How'd she get that guitar in?
It's Prince's guitar. It's like the same.
How'd she get it?
Like she just brought it in.
She robbed Prince's tomb.
And the tears, like the when doves cry, I thought it was spectacular. I thought it was really, really well done.
And then Manila.
And
bad.
Then I didn't hate it.
It was Trinity's, but just bootleg. It was bootleg Trinity's, which I also did not like.
No, I really liked the belt. I thought the belt was really cute. I liked the babies on the belt.
No.
Okay.
No, thank you. Okay. Bad. Greek goddess. Boring. Hate it.
Fair enough.
But yes, then...
Also, it's probably something that we should mention. Patrick hates Greek people.
No. No, I don't. Although I was seeing our friend Lou the other day, and I was talking to her about this episode.
And she was like, Patrick, I just hate Greek people. No. Everyone here hates Greek people.
But she was just like, look, I love you, but you need to stop being so negative and hating.
Oh,
so
hard.
Oh, and
my
I was
God.
Just like, but I hate them.
I love it. I love you, but stop hating so hard. Jesus.
But yes, and then Monet and Manila won. Manila's second win in a row, and then they do a lip sync to a, I think it was Jump, 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 Jump for My Love, something like that, by a woman.
I think it's like Jump on It by Aretha Franklin.
Urethra Franklin.
How dare Rest in you peace. Disrespect her? She's dead.
But yes, so they did a lip sync. I thought Monet did better. And then RuPaul says, Manila, you win. Good job. And then RuPaul goes, Lamau, Monet, you win too.
See, I thought it was very much like it seemed like a duo kind of performance.
Yes, very, very that. And then RuPaul just goes,
psych.
No, I'm reversing the rules. You don't get to eliminate anyone. Goodbye. Get out.
My powers back.
Yeah.
I'm sewing.
And then she wrote, lip sync, get ready to lip sync for your life, 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 life on the mirror. And then they all turn around because Lady Bunny scared them from the mirror.
And then they turn around and they see Borat go, Borat, voice my wife, 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 wife. I suck. I'm sorry.
Elon Musk is there. And he just says,
my grams, grams, grams.
Where is my grams?
Where is my grams, grams, grams?
Azalea Banks has escaped.
Azalea Banks and Grimes are being subpoenaed to provide evidence against the lawsuit against Elon Musk. Oh. Very funny.
But yes, and then the eliminated queens are all behind them.
Yes.
All in black except Pharaoh, who is wearing bright red.
Yeah. Anyway, we've got to go.
Bye.
We love you. Thank you so much for listening to our show.
We'll be back next week. We won't have chickens.
And we won't have chickens. We won't. And this is Summer Lover by Cub Sport. You've been listening to It's a Gay Area on 2SER 107.3. I'm Ruby. That's Patrick. And bye, love you.
Goodbye.
Shadows right in my highs and my lows in the sand.